Okay, so I'm supposed to be transitioning away from figure modeling as my way of making a living into some kind of new job, career, money-making operation. I've done my video weekly TV show for 12 years, and I just do that for free and for fun, and I give it away. And then I upload hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of photographs to my website and to Flickr and to different parts of the web. And I show at an art gallery. For the last 8 years, I've shown at the same art gallery in downtown Seattle and sold some art, but actually spent a lot more money investing on doing my art than I've ever made. And I obviously do my art not for money, just because I love doing it and expressing myself. But I have modeled for a living for 16 years. And it's hard for me to imagine what else I can do as a job to make money. And I've recently done my resume, but feeling very nervous about the whole thing. And I think I have kind of some kind of social anxiety type thingy, Mick Jagger. And I feel very angry and discouraged. And I do have people around me that I can talk to, family and friends and support people. But I find myself feeling so grumpy lately because of many changes that have occurred in my life. My living situation has changed. And there's private details I don't want to talk about here because I don't feel safe. I used to feel more secure in sharing everything and anything. Perhaps I had poor boundaries. I don't know. Maybe I'm smarter now, or maybe I'm in prison now. I'm not sure. But I feel scared and like I don't know where the next move is for me in this game we call being a human being on planet Earth. And I am definitely voting probably for Barack Obama, although I prefer the Green Party lady. I forgot her name. McKinley or something. I forgot her first name. Forgive me. Forgive me while I kiss the sky. 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 I feel very angry, and I feel like, you know what, it doesn't matter who gets in office, because the United States of America is very corrupt, and it doesn't really matter who's in there, because they can't really do what they want to do, even if they're a good human being. You know, I believe in socialized health care. I believe that we should pull all the troops out of different countries that we're invading. I believe we should get the heck out of Cuba and shut Guantanamo Bay down. I believe that we should lift the embargo against Cuba. I don't believe the United States of Homeland Security should be invading other countries and bombing and killing people. I also don't believe we should give any money to the Israeli army. I believe Palestinians have the right to exist. And I don't like what the Israeli army does. And I don't like that the United States funds the Israeli army. I also don't like how our banking system works and the IMF and all that horrible money stuff that's whatever. I don't know all the terms, but I've been watching stuff lately and friends of mine know how it all works. It's really disgusting how our financial institutions work. I don't like a lot of things about reality in the United States of America, although I know lots of countries are corrupt and have many, many problems. I like Hugo Chavez very much. And I don't like the hypocrisy of this country. And Sarah Palin scares me very much. I'll probably vote for Barack Obama. But I prefer the Green Party lady. Much, much, much prefer the Green Party lady. Life is very scary when you're somebody like me. I'm highly sensitive and and yet I'm really intelligent, and yet I don't know how to make that work for me in this really strange world that we live in. And I'm happy that I get to see people every day walking their cute little dogs. At least that's something positive. And there are wonderful little kids playing in the playground every day and smiling and being happy. And there's lots of nice, beautiful people in the world and plants and animals. And I have a bird feeder in my backyard and I feed the birds. And that makes me feel much better. Like life can be affirmed and not everything has to be about being competitive and making money. I really don't know what I'm going to do for a living after the figure modeling thing is over. I might just figure model until I'm like really old, because there are people who model, believe it or not, for art glasses like in their 60s and 70s. There really are, although it is physically demanding work. It's not so much about what you look like. It's about showing up on time, being a nice, polite person, being comfortable being nude in front of people who are learning to draw and paint the human form, and being pleasant, and being strong and able to stay still for the long poses, which I've done hundreds and hundreds of hours of. I once modeled for 15 days straight, Monday through Friday, 6 hours a day. That's 6 hours times 15 days. Do the math on that. That's the longest pose I've ever done. And it was very hard. It was for a portrait class. And I just sat there very still for 6 hours a day. 20 minutes on, 5 minute break. 20 minutes, 5 minute break. 20 minutes posing, 5 minute break. Then an hour for lunch. So 3 hours, lunch, 3 more hours. For 15 days in a row, Monday through Friday, and then Monday through Friday. And I stared at a dot on the wall for 15 days. That was hard. And then they did super, super, super realistic paintings of my head and shoulders. That was a challenge. And then I do really short poses sometimes for people that are only 20 seconds to a minute long. And that's when you have to twist and turn and do action poses. So life as a figure model is difficult because I work at like 30 different places around town. I don't have a car. I ride my bike. I take the bus. I sort of envy people who have one job, but I don't know what I can do full time that I can tolerate that uses some of my talents and intelligence. But I'm kind of sensitive and not real comfortable chit-chatting with people. Prefer to just get my work done and leave. And then come home and do my artwork and have time alone with my cats and taking care of my plants and feeding the birds.